Bhagavad Lila, 10th Canto, Nectar, Chapter 19, Swallowing the Forest Fire. While the cowherd boys were completely absorbed in playing, their cows wandered far away, hungry for more grass, and the boys were not noticing it. They passed one part of the forest to another, the goats, cows, and buffalo, and eventually came to a place that was overgrown with sharp canes. Cows were very thirsty because there was a nearby forest fire which made them very thirsty. When Krishna and the coward boys didn't see their cows nearby, they became repentant, and they searched all over. They couldn't find where they had gone. Their love for the cows covered their knowledge, so they did not know where they had gone. However, they began tracing out the cow's path by noticing their hoof prints in the ground and the blades of grass broken by their hooves and teeth. They were in great anxiety to find the cows who were their very source of livelihood. When they arrived in the Munja forest, they found their valuable cows who had lost their way and were crying. Thirsty and tired, the boys herded the cows on the path back home. Krishna called out to the animals in a voice resounding like a rumbling cloud, Saraswati, Jumone, Gange, Davali, Shavali, Chandani, Hamsi, Harani. Idrao. Hearing the sound of their own names, the cows were overjoyed and called out to Krishna in reply, Om, 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 Om. When Krishna looked at each cow and called out their individual names, they responded by mooing. Suddenly, a great forest fire appeared on all sides of the boys and the cows, threatening to destroy all the forest creatures. Like a chariot driver, the wind swept the fire onward, and terrible sparks shot in all directions. Indeed, the great fire extended its tongues of flame toward all moving and non-moving creatures. Just as Balaram and Krishna and the boys were about to take their cows back home, a terrible forest fire raged out of control and surrounded them. It is said that this fire was actually a friend of Pralambasura. As the cows and coward boys stared at the forest fire attacking them on all sides, they became fearful. They approached Krishna and Balaram for shelter, just as those who were disturbed by the fear of death approached God. The boys addressed Krishna and Balaram. Remembering that at Krishna's name-giving ceremony, the great Muni Gargacharya said, this boy Krishna will grow up and protect you from all dangers. Remembering this, the coward boys asked Krishna why this was happening. Krishna Krishna Mahavira, He Rama Moga Vikrama, Devagina Dayamanan, Prapanams Tratamarhata, the Gopas said, O Krishna, Krishna, O most powerful one, Mahavir, O Ram, you whose prowess never fails, Amogha Vikram, please save your devotees who are about to be burned by this forest fire and have come to take shelter of you. Krishna, certainly you know your friends shouldn't be destroyed. O knower of the nature of all things, we have accepted you as our Lord, and we are souls surrendered unto you. You should act so that your friends experience, not act so your friends experience suffering, Shrivedeva Goswami said. Hearing these pitiful words from his friends, Krishna told them, just close your eyes and do not be afraid. Why did Krishna tell the boys to close their eyes? Vishwanath reveals, Krishna was thinking the boys should not see me swallowing the fire. It should be done without anyone seeing. Since my friends are so hot and tired, I should place them under the cool shade of a beautiful bandira tree. After considering in this way, Krishna told the boys, "Just close your eyes and don't be afraid." The coward boys replied, "You must be joking. How can we escape from the forest fire simply by closing our eyes?" Krishna reassured them, "Do not fear. Today I will use another means to protect you." "All right," the boys replied, and immediately closed their eyes. Then the Supreme Lord, the master of all mystic power, Yogadisho, opened his mouth and swallowed the terrible fire, saving his friends from danger. Tika. One boy at that time said, "Listen, friends, listen. Krishna knows everything about the powers of jewels and mantras to remove the effects of poison and fire. But these methods are not effective in the presence of others. Therefore, if we close our eyes, then Krishna will be alone. That is why he is telling us to close our eyes, so he can use these secret jewels and mantras to stop the fire." Hearing this, the boys agreed with him and closed their eyes. In this verse, the word Bhagavan indicates that Krishna was full of all great powers. Although the forest fire was very fierce, Krishna was confident he could swallow it. There is a story that Krishna was very thirsty at this time. Therefore, the forest fire, being both afraid and going against the will of Krishna, turned into a very cool and tasty drink to slake Krishna's thirst. That entire raging forest fire in all directions, threatening to burn up all the boys and trees in every direction, turned into a small drop on Krishna's tender hand. And then, as Yogadish, the supreme controller of all mystic power, he drank that drop. Some say that Yogamaya appeared at this time, and she herself took it from Krishna's hand and swallowed it. But this interpretation gives sorrow to the truthful devotee. In the word Yogadisho, in this verse, number 12, the word yoga refers to Yogamaya, and Adish means the master. Therefore, Krishna, the master of Yogamaya, swallowed the fire in his mouth. The word mukhena, with his mouth, can also mean method. By what method did Krishna swallow the fire? Since Krishna is referred to in this verse 12 as Yogadish, Krishna used the method of yoga and employed his Aishvarya Shakti, majestic, unlimited power, to swallow the fire. The boys were suffering from intense fatigue, hunger, and thirst. But Krishna delivered them from all these difficulties by immediately bringing them under the cooling shelter of the bandira tree beside the shimmering waters of the Yamuna. When the coward boys opened their eyes, they were totally amazed to find that they and the cows had been saved from the terrible fire. And they were all resting under the bandira tree, most mysteriously. Then Krishna said, "Oh, friends, now you can open your eyes." The boys were astonished how they and the cows had been saved from the terrible fire. When the coward boys saw that they had been saved from the forest fire by Krishna's mystic power, which is manifested by his internal potency, they began to think that Krishna must be a demigod. Purport. Vishnu Chakravarti Saartha Darshani. This verse shows that though the coward boys had seen Krishna's amazing power, that awareness of his Aishwarya could not cover the sweetness of their Sakya Prem, ecstatic, intimate, loving friendship. As was the case of Arjuna and others, when they saw the universal form, they became frightened and cowering in fear. The word yoga virya means the power to attain or achieve extraordinary things. The miracle of getting saved from the fire was caused by Krishna's yogamaya shakti. After seeing Krishna's supernatural power, the coward boys thought Krishna might be a demigod, since he had done something impossible for a human being. Nevertheless, the coward boys considered, because we are Krishna's friends, we are on the same level with him. Therefore, we must also be demigods. Thinking like this, Krishna's coward friends became overwhelmed with bliss. It was now late in the afternoon, and Krishna and Balaram turned the cows back toward home, playing his flute in a special way. Venam Varanayan Goshtam. Krishna returned to the coward village in the company of his coward friends who chanted his glories. In the verse, there's the word Janardhan. Janardhan suggests two things. Ardhan means pain and request. Krishna caused pain to the residents of the forest when he decided to return home. They would experience the pain of his separation. Being anxious to meet the residents, Jana of Braj, Krishna made the desire to request Ardhan, him to come home, arise in their hearts. Janardhan, who pained the forest dwellers by leaving them, caused the Brijvasis to request his return. He entered the village playing a special tune on his celebrated flute. Janardhan Venam Varanyan Goshtam Agad Gopir Abhishtuta. Abhishtuta. Gopinam Paramananda Asid Govinda Darshane Shanam Yuga Shatamiva Yasam Yena Vinabhavat. This is the last verse of chapter 19, Swallowing the Forest Fire. The young gopis took the greatest pleasure in seeing Govinda come home. Gopinam Paramananda Asid Govinda Darshane. Since for the Braja gopis, even a moment without his association seemed like 100 ages. Shanam yuga shatam iva. Shanam, a moment. Yuga shatam, shatam, 100 yugas. Yasam yena vinabhavat. For the gopis, even a moment without Krishna's association seemed like 100 ages. So it's very clear to see that Mahaprabhu's famous Shikshashtakam, where he's describing Madhurya Prem in the 7th verse, Madhurya Prem and Viraha, or Vipralamba, separation from the beloved, Yugayatam name shena chakshusha pravishayatam shanyayatam jagat sarvam govindavirahiname. Govindavirahina, separation or viraha, separation from Govinda, a yuga, a moment, a nimesha, a shanam, a nimesha, a blink of an eye, seems like a yuga. They can't bear it. So this seed of this verse, or this idea, the Shikshastakam verse 7, Yugayitam Nimeshina, is right here in chapter 19, verse 16. Gopinam paramananda asid govinda darshane shanam yuga shatam eva yasam yena vinabhavat. The young gopis of Braj took the greatest pleasure, paramananda, in seeing Govinda, Govinda darshan, come home, since for them, the Braja gopis, even a moment without Krishna's association seemed like 100 ages. Vishnastika. Although everyone was blissful when Krishna entered the village of Braj in Gokul, Mother Yashoda's bliss was outstanding because of her intense parental affection. This was described in chapter 14, verse 47. Now in this verse, chapter 19, verse 16, describes the extreme bliss of the Braja Gopis, headed by Radha, Gopinam Paramananda. In terms of both quality and quantity, the love of the Braja Gopis like Radha was supreme. Parama means there is nothing beyond it. The uncommon, actually, this verse is describing the uncommon quality of one particular gopi. This verse is alluding to that gopi, saying that this gopi, one particular one, experienced a moment, shanam, of separation, vina, from Krishna as 100 millenniums, yuga shatamiva. To experience the phenomenon of experiencing a moment of time to be equal to 100 yugas is one of the qualities of Adi Ruda Mahabhav, the highest stage of Madhurya Braja Prem, attained after proceeding through the levels of Vrati, which is Bhav, Prema, Sneha, Man, Pranaya, Rag, Anurag, and Mahabhav. According to Ujjwala Nilamani by Srila Rupa Goswami Pad, only gopis such as Radha possess this type of Adi Rudha Mahabhav. The word shanam in this verse is neuter instead of its regular masculine gender, because this is the traditional usage. So this concludes the 16th chapter, Swallowing the Forest Fire to Save the Cows and Coward Boys. In his Krishna Samhita and Chaitanya Shikshamritam, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he compares the various demons and aparadhis and offenders annihilated or vanquished by Krishna and Balaram to various anarthas and obstacles and impediments on the path of Braj Bhajan or sadhana bhakti leading to Radha Krishna Prem and Vrindavan. And he says that this Davagni Nash, extinguishing the forest fire, there's some symbology here, and from the symbology of the fire and what fire represents and Krishna's destruction of it, we can draw some ideas according to the viewpoint and realization of Bhaktivinoda Thakur and see if there's any fire within us, any raging forest fire waiting to devour our calf-like devotion, our calf-like or cow-like devotion. So he says that this forest fire, Davanagni, represents arguments between people, mutual arguments, and hatred, fiery anger and hatred between different groups. Like one spiritual group may have hatred for another, or one religious group, you often see that modern days, that the Jews in Israel hate the Muslims next door, or the northern England and Ireland, the Irish Catholics hate the English Protestants, or the Russians and Ukraine are hating the Ukraine, or the Russians and Russia are hating the Russians, or whatever, Ukrainian neighbors. And everywhere, even Muslims are hating other Muslims and fighting each other. The world is going on like this. So this is a forest fire of hatred and arguments. And it may be hatred between different groups or organizations or religions. Hatred for gods, worship by others, war, any kind of conflict. Certainly there's a lot of conflict. Often we have mental conflict within ourselves. Sometimes a fire of hatred or anger towards someone or some group or someone may be boiling within us or raging within us. So we can pray to Krishna to extinguish that by swallowing it, making it disappear, and bringing our minds to the banks of the Yamuna to rest peacefully under the cooling, refreshing shade of the Bandira tree, the huge Bandira banyan tree of love and compassion and mercy for all, which represents the pure consciousness of the pure devotee of the Lord. As the coward boys were relieved from that fire and transported to the peaceful, cool, calm, and safe shelter under the banyan tree, so we want to pray to Krishna that he can transport us out of this forest fire raging in our mind, or heart, burning our hearts with hatred or anger for others or other groups or other people, and transport our mind and hearts to a very peaceful, cool, refreshing, fearless, safe shelter under the banyan tree of Krishna's lotus feet in Vrindavan. Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Krishna's Davanagni Nash Leela Ki Jai. Jai Jai Radhe, Jai Jai Sham, Jai Jai Sri Vrindavindam. Jai Jai Radhe, Jaya Jaya Sham, Jaya Jaya Sri Vrindavindam. Jaya Jaya Radhe, Jaya Jaya Sham, Jaya Jaya Sri Vrindavan.